What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not listening to this podcast, be sure to check out one of our others, like this one, The Grave Talks. Every week, I talk with individuals who've been affected quite intimately and personally by the supernatural. We hear their stories one-on-one in our conversations. In fact, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's two new episodes of The Grave Talks. And if you like it, just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Today, part one of a three-part conversation, Closer to Hell, with Jack Kenna. Jack Kenna is a paranormal investigator, as well as an author, public figure, and adjunct teacher of his college courses on paranormal research. He is also an active paranormal investigator. Jack published several books, including Hauntings, Ghosts, and Demons. And then in June of 18, his second book, Paranormal Research. He's been involved in countless cases with the goal of helping and healing those paranormally affected. Today, we hear part one of his story on The Grave Talks.
Actually, kind of was always interesting. My mother had a lot of experiences when she was growing up, stuff she used to talk about that. And so it was kind of something that was discussed in our family about, you know, having different like spiritual experiences, paranormal experiences, things that happened to her. So I always found it interesting. So I used to watch, like a lot of us, used to watch all the different shows that were on, like In Search Of and those type of shows. And to be honest, I used to have some experiences myself, some deja vu stuff. I used to also hear my name called in my own home. Actually, I'm still in the home I grew up in, believe it or not.
Wow. So
I took it over.
Yeah.
But I used to hear my name being called. I always sound like my mother. But this is when I was a kid, like 5, 6, 7 years old.
Sure.
So when I go to find her, I'd say, well, what did you want, Mom? She's like, I wasn't calling you. But it always sounded just like her, you know. And I found out many years later from a psychic friend of mine who I met just on a whim. I didn't know her before. Her name is Becca Boyd. She was able to finally validate for me that it was my grandmother, my mother's mother. So very interesting. And it still happens occasionally to this day. So it's just very weird, very strange stuff. But there actually was a point where I actually had a really terrible experience, and I got away from the paranormal completely. I was about 17 at the time. And they actually did one of the shows. They did that story on it. I forget the name of the show now. But it was one of the production companies I had been working with before.
Sure.
Our House Media was the company, but they decided to do kind of a background on all the investigators they had on their show called Haunted Case Files. Mm-hmm. So they did a show, I think it was called My Worst Nightmare or something like that. I can't totally remember, to be honest with it. Sure. So we talked about that and what happened, and it was this really just weird, strange, kind of terrifying experience to me at the time, of like this thing was coming for me, this very negative thing was coming for me, and then something else intervened, and I'm like, after that happened, I was like, I got away from it all. I wanted nothing to do with it. Well, in fact, I didn't really watch the shows too much anymore either.
Yeah, I mean, when you have something that, you know, is truly frightening or traumatic, that certainly would make one go, I don't want to touch it. Tell me the story of that. I mean, what led up to it? What was the story of what happened?
Well, there was a lot of things, I think, over the years that kind of maybe led up to it, and I think one of the things, I think maybe the instigator of it, it's going to sound kind of typical, but when we were growing up, my parents went out on just a date for the night. They left us kids at home. My sisters were older, so they invited some of their friends over and they did a Ouija board session. And something happened during that freaked everybody out. We saw this thing begin to like manifest, and all the girls screamed, and I'm just kind of sitting there. I think I was 5 years old or 6 years old at the time. I'm like, does everybody else see that kind of thing? You know, I didn't say that, but I was like shocked and looking at it.
Where was this thing manifesting in that room? And I mean, what did it look like?
It was just a lot of different colors, but it had a shape, like some kind of shape was starting to form, like it, well, you say like a person or a man or something like that. But it had all these different colors to it. Red, I remember reds, blues, yellows, all these weird, strange colors, but they were like in strings. I don't know if you can explain that any better. It was like strings of light.
Okay. Like kind of like wisps forming of light. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of strange, but I mean, it's hard to explain, but it started to form. And at least that's how I saw it. I don't know how everybody else saw it, but they all saw it. Mm-hmm. There was like five of the girls there, my two sisters and some of their friends. And they all screamed and broke their circle, so to speak, around the Ouija board, and then it just kind of disappeared. But things started happening for me more after that. And actually, I didn't know at the time, but my sister Michelle, too, she started seeing a lot more things and hearing a lot more voices and stuff like that after that experience. Funny thing was, my sister and I didn't talk about it till all these years later when she was being interviewed for that story as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I never knew that happened. She goes, yeah. She goes, I didn't know what happened to you either. So, you know, we just never talked about it.
Yeah.
So here we are now in our 50s, and now we're talking about it, you know? So it's just weird. So,
yeah.
So after that, more things would happen. And then again,
give me the more things would happen. Tell me about what those more things are.
Well, the voices, like they talk about, hearing the voices. I would have a lot of experiences of, I guess you would call it deja vu. Like I would dream about something very vividly, a place, a location, or even just a crazy, just a normal event.
Yeah.
Like all of my friends having this crack up laughing fit in school. And like 2 or 3 days or maybe a week later, it would actually happen. Or I'd go to this place and it's like, I saw this. I saw this building.
In a dream a
month ago.
And could you, because when
I didn't even know I was going there.
Yeah. And could you, when you were having these experiences, could you pinpoint, okay, you're having the experience again of something that you dreamed about. Could you like pinpoint it surely and say, I know I dreamt about that a couple weeks ago. It wasn't just like one of those kind of one-offs where you're like, it seems familiar, but I don't know what, maybe it was a dream. It was like,
this is
you
like
knew.
You're like, I went up to New Hampshire one time. I forget the lake up there. Well, I think Lake
Winnipesaukee?
Winnipesaukee, yes, yes. And we're walking around a little town there, and it's like, I saw this town.
Yeah.
And there was like a little, like I don't know, this little, I would call it an island, but this little spot near a walkway that looks like a little island thing. And there was some items on it. And I was like, and one of them was a big anchor kind of thing. And I'm like, I dreamt of that. I mean, you stop and you're shocked. It's like, I already saw this, but I've never been here.
And you didn't watch What About Bob quite frequently right before
that,
right?
No, I was like, you're not even interested.
Because was that like Winnipesaukee in that movie?
You know what I'm saying? But this would happen a lot. And then there was another time just in high school, I had this dream and I forgot about it. And like 4 days later, we're sitting in class and we're just joking around about stuff before the teacher came in. And we all have this laughing fit. And I actually suddenly was like, I remember this. And I remember him, my friend, telling that joke. Mm-hmm. I already had this experience. I was already there. It's like, and it just hit me after. It's like, wait, this happened already. You know, it's like, so you start to think, am I dreaming now or did I already dream it? You know, or which is it? Which came first, chicken or the egg? So, things like that. I mean, a lot of weird things like that. And I never saw things, though. I mean, like some people they see spirit and things like I rarely happens for me. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that scared the hell out of me, like I said, it was in the one show there. Mm-hmm. I was 17 and I was upstairs just laying in bed and I guess I had fallen asleep, but I remember waking up. At least I thought I woke up. It seemed real, but I couldn't move. So you could say it was sleep paralysis. But for me, I could see in my mind this thing coming up from our basement, this hideous demon thing coming up from our basement, coming up the stairs and coming for me. And just before it got to the top of the stairs to where my bedroom was, I hear this other voice say, it's okay, you have things to do. And then this heard this horrible scream from this other thing, and it just was gone. And I remember sitting up. I don't remember waking up. I remember sitting up, and I'm in a profuse sweat, you know, because I was trying to scream at the time, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I think I screamed once I sat up, but it's like, and that was when I said, I'm not doing any of this stuff. I'm getting away from it all. So I focused more on just school and going fishing and hunting and all those other things. And so, I really got away from the paranormal completely. I used to watch some shows and some of the horror shows once in a while, but I just got away from it. I didn't want anything to do with it. So it was a very strange, unusual experience. And some people would say, well, you know, you had that was, you know, sleep paralysis or whatever. It seemed actually real. I mean, I could see these things in my head. I actually think it was more of an out-of-body experience because I remember floating through in my room. And remember, I didn't want to look back because I knew I would see my body laying on the bed. So I'm like, it was just going through your head. You know, it's like, it just freaked me out. Thing of it is, I had forgotten completely about it. From that point on, when I got away from it, I completely forgot about it. I remembered it. Only years later, Zach Bagans did his the documentary he did for the Demon House.
Oh, the Demon House, yeah.
All right. Well, he talks about this demon he sees in his dream, right? Mm-hmm. And when they showed it, that was exactly what I saw. Exactly what I saw. That demon he describes with the horns, that's exactly what I saw. So if you ever see that and they show it, that's exactly what I saw at the time when I was 17. That was years before that happened.
Yeah, I mean, right? then to have that image kind of seared into your mind.
Yeah.
And recognize
it, even having supposedly forgotten it, recognize all these. Matter of fact, it scared me so much. At that point, I turned the show off.
Wow.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, it freaked me out. So I shut it off. I actually went back a week later and finished watching it because I started becoming more curious about it. Mm-hmm. Then the funny thing is that same week later, Our House Media calls me and asks me if I want to do my origin story.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, good timing because I just remembered it.
Sure.
I mean, so it was like very strange.
So were you able to just, you know, you said I'm done, you know, diving into this stuff for a while after having that experience. Yeah. Did the experiences stop though for you?
I still hear my name being called, but again, that turned out to be my deceased grandmother. Sure. I would have still some deja vu experiences, but they were less, I think, because I just, maybe they weren't less, but I just ignored them. You know what I'm saying? So when that stuff happened, I just kind of like, it was just a dream. Just brush it off. And I kept doing that. So I think when you start to do that and you really push that stuff away, you don't connect with any maybe abilities you might have or things like that, because it just, you're ignoring it completely. So, yeah, I had less, I think, experiences, or at least I think I did. Because, again, a lot of stuff I just ignored. Didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, it's easy to kind of push that away when you're doing that. And I want to go further down, but I want to talk about deja vu for a minute, because that's always an interesting topic. When you look back all these years and you have the knowledge that you have now, how do you explain that? What sort of, it's probably more questions than answers, but based on the information that you have now, what do you think is going on when we have experiences of deja vu, whether it's to the full-fledged effect of I dreamt that a week ago, to just, I know I've been here, and you just know it, but you know you've never been there, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think there's a couple different things that go on. Because some people don't, if they don't remember the dream, or they didn't have a dream, but they go someplace that seems familiar to them. Mm-hmm. Some people connect that to past life experiences and things like that, which I don't dismiss anything, but I'm on the seesaw on the past life thing. Yeah. I mean, if people say it, okay. I'm not going to say you didn't. You weren't forever. Because anything, I don't know. Anything could happen, I suppose. But I've always been kind of on the fence on that one. But with the deja vu, you have a dream and you remember it, the minute you see, like, I dreamt about this being here. I think sometimes you have what people call an out-of-body experience. You travel. Your spirit travels to that place and you see it. And why it travels there, maybe it's the universe saying, hey, you're going to go to this place. It's going to show you some of it just so you remember. Why? I don't know why.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Or visit thegravetalks.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operate. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operate. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino, America. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.